George Clooney declares racism is America's great original sin. By Joshua Kaplan on December 2, 2020. Hollywood actor George Clooney proclaimed that racism is United States' great original sin in a newly published interview with People magazine. "I've been to so many countries that are really failed states. And they look to this country for leadership," Clooney said. "We come up short a lot, race being our great original sin and clearly the one we've been the worst at. But we are in the constant process of trying to find a more perfect union. You can't give up. I believe in the American spirit," the Midnight Sky star added. Clooney also said that while 2020 has sort of exhausted everyone, he remains optimistic about this country, even though the left-wing actor said we fail a great deal. Clooney has long used his A-list celebrity status to support the Democrat Party in a slew of progressive causes. In the wake of George Floyd's death, Clooney made a $500,000 donation to the Equal Justice Initiative and took the opportunity to compare President Donald Trump to segregationist Democrat politician Bull Connor. "Thank you, President Trump, for making Juneteenth famous. Much like when Bull Connor made civil rights famous. My family will be donating $500,000 to the Equal Justice Initiative in honor of your heroic efforts," the Ocean's 11 star said in a June statement. As Breitbart News reported, Clooney is one of several celebrities to donate funds aimed at boosting Georgia Democrat Senate candidate John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. The Syriana actor dished out $10,000 to the Georgia Federal Election Committee. Federal Election Commission data shows Leonardo DiCaprio, Mark Ruffalo and Joaquin Phoenix have made donations to Warnock. Jason Bateman, Mandy Moore, Patricia Arquette and Bradley Whitford have given cash to Ossoff. The outcome of Georgia's twin Senate runoffs, scheduled for January 5, will decide whether Democrats will regain a majority in the upper chamber from Republicans.